The Business on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by AIB. We see brave and we're backing it through Brexit.
Now, let's take a listen to this.
Hey, Doc, we better back up. We don't have enough road to get up to 88.
Roads? Well, we're going, we don't need roads.
Marty and Doc in Back to the Future there with their time-travelling flying DeLorean car. But is Shannon in County Clare the next hill valley of Back to the Future? Our next guest has the answer. Russell Vickers, CEO of Future Mobility Campus Ireland, joins me from our Limerick studio. Russell, what's this about self-driving and even self-flying cars from Shannon?
Hey, Audie, good morning. Yeah, it's very Jetsons, isn't it? So it's something that we've been working on for a while, I suppose. And this this project, the Future Mobility Campus Ireland, is basically a not-for-profit company that's been funded by Enterprise Ireland and the Department of Business, Enterprise and Innovation to basically build out a testing facility that will allow us to investigate all these really cool technologies that are coming upon us in the next 10 to 15 years.
And those testing facilities, they'd normally be established overseas. So why Shannon as the chosen place for Jaguar Land Rover?
Yeah, I suppose there's many reasons why, I suppose, but you know, there's a big sea change in the automotive companies. So automotive companies are moving more to become technology companies. And, you know, the way what people expect of their cars now with the applications inside them and the features that they expect, there's a huge software component to that. So that led to Jaguar Land Rover setting up a software development centre in Shannon, and they currently employ around 250 people. So I was actually recently of Jaguar Land Rover in Shannon, and it's purely around the talent that's available in Ireland and also the technological ecosystem that we have across the whole country with all the different companies that are set up here that really lend to building out this ecosystem.
And can you tell us a little bit about this site beside Shannon Airport, the industrial park, and what it's going to look like as this so-called smart city hub?
Sure, yeah. So it's based in the Shannon Free Zone, which is just on the you know, on the edge of the airport. It's owned by Shannon Group and Shannon Commercial Properties. So basically it's a private site, but it's publicly accessible. You know, the free zone was built, I think, in the 1950s, and it's actually just a really great place to test a lot of these technologies. So we can actually put in a lot of the communications infrastructure that we're going to need, and basically heavily instrument the roadways. We'll have connectivity with very fast Wi-Fi, 5G, and those sort of things, and that allows us then to monitor the performance of these vehicles as they move through this mini smart city.
We've been very slow as a country to accommodate, to adapt to even electric cars. So how realistic is it that we're going to be able to embrace, you know, do the necessary changes to our road laws to actually make this happen?
Yeah, that's a huge piece. You know, it's not easy for legislators to catch up on these technologies. So there are some movements happening, thankfully, so that there is a proposed change to the Road Traffic Act to allow autonomous testing in Ireland under strict guidelines and rules, etc. So we've been working with the Department of Transport to help push that forward in the Road Safety Authority. So that's something that's imminent. But then there's the wider piece around, you know, how do people then, when they start to buy these actual vehicles when they're in production, how will those systems get set up? And that's something that's probably going to come from a European law context as we move forward in the next few years.
So in terms of timelines, when are we likely to find ourselves driving, you know, the M18 between Ennis and Shannon, only to see a car with its driver maybe reading a book or having a nap on the way to work?
I mean, like those vehicles are starting to come into production already. So the higher end vehicles, those features are there. It's just that the legislation enforces at the moment, you know, you must be obviously in control of your vehicles at all time, hands on the steering wheel, etc. But I think a big part of this is not just, you know, the cool bit with the flying cars and Back to the Future. There's a big safety element here that we, you know, we're really trying to address. And, you know, when you consider, you know, something like 1.35 million people are killed on our roads globally, and you know, maybe 50 million people are injured. There's a real area that needs to be tackled in terms of how we can get that number down to zero, and basically what technologies can we use in the short term that kind of assist the driver to be able to really reduce that. So whether it's, you know, improved detection systems which allow the driver to maybe react sooner to oncoming situations, etc., etc. So that's really important.
Okay, we look forward to hearing more from Shannon in 2021. Thank you so much, Russell Vickers, CEO of Future Mobility Campus Ireland.